All right, I got a gentleman on the line with me, but I'm going to do a quick introduction. Everybody, thank you. This is Keith, the boss of the beach, and I'm good as gold. Ozone Gold, I'm doing a thing with them. They're going to handle my publishing, and we're going to be talking about Ozone Gold extensively over the next year. Thank you for listening. This is Voice for Veterans, 96.7 FM. We do it the Sunshine Way. Again, today is a special show. We're building a platform where we're going to be including U.S. Coast Guard Auxiliary all the time. And I have one of the people on the phone who's a part of that organization. We're going to be talking to him. He's on the line, but I'm going to tell him to hold on. Stay there. Don't move. Keith, it's over for just a minute. Here we go.
Well, it's midday, and along the way, choose Voice for Veterans. On Radio St. Pete, online, it's time for information, some education, more entertainment, and conversation. We make it fun in the sun radio at your home, office, or on the run. Explore services that help veterans survive and keep your interests alive. It's Keith, the boss of the beach, now within your reach. On Radio St. Pete online, it's Voice for Vets. We're at your service and doing fine.
I hope you like that little interlude. That is the introduction to the show.
Sounds great.
Joe, I am so glad to have you there. I want you to pronounce your name correctly, and then let's do this.
Joe Prinish.
Say again.
Joe Prinish.
It's Prinish, and you're Prinish. With the Auxiliary.
And I'm with the Coast Guard Auxiliary.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Joe with the Coast Guard Auxiliary. The one that introduced me to is Joe. So we're going to say we support vets too. We support vets too, all the way from American Veterans Alliance down to the Good Boys Auxiliary, as well as Wounded Warriors. Joe, tell them a little bit about your program and why it's important for us as field people and veterans to support the Auxiliary.
Well, we're the uniformed volunteer arm of Team Coast Guard, and we work right alongside the Coast Guard Guard and Reserve within our local area, Gulf, okay, and Intercoastal Waterway. We're volunteers. We come from all walks of life, and we support recreational boating safety and everything that the Coast Guard does, with minus law enforcement, but everything else is done by either a volunteer or an active duty person. So the idea of it is to give back to the community, to allow people to enjoy the waterway, but enjoy it safely.
Wow, that is a passion. I did have a boat docked there in St. Petersburg. I sent it to Miami, to my boss entertainment group, and they're taking care of it. But as a real boater, talk about the area, because you're where now?
I'm in St. Petersburg.
That's what I thought. Okay, you're in St. Pete. So you go all the way from St. Pete, at least to Clearwater. Okay?
Well, our district is probably the largest district in the country. We're nationwide. And we as you peel back that onion, we go all the way down from the national level all the way down to the local level. And our local chapter, the one that I'm part of, is
right,
the St. Pete area, west of the beaches here. From Madeira Beach, St. Pete Beach, Tampa area. So we pretty much cover Tampa Bay, the Gulf areas, and the Intercoastal Waterway.
Okay.
The St. Pete.
Well, most of the people have realized that if you come down to Tampa, which is one of the greatest cities in the country now, since that boy won us a Super Bowl, we kind of like big shots.
I can agree with that.
We one of the big boys, and we do have the hockey team for all time. Okay. We win when we win, okay?
That's why they call it Tampa Bay.
Tampa Bay, okay. So we're going to do that. And the truth of it is I've been doing a bay thing a long time. I went to college in San Francisco, so San Francisco Bay. I left there and went on down to something called Montego Bay. Then I came back and did Kings Bay. Kings Bay was the secret military submarine base in South Georgia. I did that as a radio thing, WKBX. And now I am in Tampa Bay. I'm doing the best because I prayed for the rest. Tell me a little bit about how someone can support what your local division can do. And then we're going to go over to national. Tell me about your local position.
Local positions, we're on the boat ramps.
Okay.
If you want to get a boat, your boat, secure, safely inspected, we inspect all your safety equipment. How often do you go out and buy a pack of flares and you never open them up for 4 years, and then when it's time to use them, they're all waterlogged and you can't use them? So that's
yes, sir.
The point
yes,
in time
sir.
Where
yes,
we need
sir.
To...
Yes, sir.
So supporting the Coast Guard is actually taking care of your own boat, taking care of the safety equipment on your boat. By doing that, you could also take care of your family and your passengers. And that's all we're doing. We're dedicated volunteers to make sure that you know how to run your boat, how to operate your safety equipment, and make sure you
okay.
got it all there.
Okay, okay. So will you do that? I know you do it for veterans. That's my point. Will you do it for anybody who needs to know that?
We do it for everybody. We teach boating okay. safety classes to the group. We go to you, or you can come to us. And,
okay,
There's also a donation ability through the Coast Guard Auxiliary Association. Where you can either donate a boat or you can just donate money. But we're a nonprofit, and we do everything.
Okay.
We're a nonprofit, and we're totally volunteer service.
Okay, okay. Ladies and gentlemen, you're hearing some information that you can't get anywhere else unless you go find this gentleman or the auxiliary. But the fact that they have reached out to take care of the boating side of our beaches. Again, we support vets too. Again, we have veterans that support everybody. We are a part of the team. Many, many years ago, a prospective mayor tried to be reelected, used to be the mayor of St. Pete. We had a meeting, town hall, and I threw out the question, since we support vets too, what are you going to be doing to support vets? He says, our job is to bring vets fully into the community so that they don't have to be special anymore. That they get it all the time. I love that statement, and I believe that. And you are now an advocate for that. You're saying, hey, let's bring everybody in. Let's help everybody, especially when it comes to boating. And again, a lot of people think that the Keys and Miami are the areas where they have big boating. They may have luxury lots, but real boat people who fish, who go out on a regular basis on the West Coast of Florida. We have Gasparilla, which is where the pirates made this thing okay. And we still got people boating over here. For everyone you got in Miami, you got five over here. Boats everywhere. And now I'm hearing, and I want you to hear, they do have services to make it comfortable for you to boat and you're protected through this organization. We definitely want to thank you for what you're doing. We want to do this again. Do you have any activities coming up that we should know about? That's all.
Coming up in May, we have a Wear Your Life Jacket to Work Day. It comes out every year, annually.
Okay.
And it's stressing the point that you not only have to have a life jacket on the boat, but it doesn't do any good if you're in the water and you don't have your life jacket. So we're promoting life jackets as we get closer to the boating season, waters are getting warmer. So I would say that's you'll see us out on the boat ramp supporting Wear Your Life Jacket to Work Day.
Are you all going to John Pass too? John's Pass?
Yes, we do.
Okay, fantastic. Listen, these guys are everywhere. They're all over the United States. But when you're here locally where a bunch of boats are, you know that you got the help personally right here. Joe, give them your name and tell them how to reach you.
Joe Primish. You can reach me at the Seminole Boat Ramp. I'm usually there on the weekends.
Okay.
Phone number 727-643-6633 for any of your boating questions. I'll be happy to answer as well as or best as I can.
Joe, you made my day. This is the real way we should do it, comfortably, quietly, and where we can record it and make sure that those people listening know that this is radio and this will be a podcast. So you've done a podcast right now to support WVET onlineradio.com. And of course our network is on the airtoday.com. I had Joe on. Thank you, Joe, for taking the time on a Sunday morning to do this. I will make sure that they hear it. I will make sure that you know how to go through speaker and get your own copy. you may want to have, when you have in your meeting, you may want to say, hey, let me play this interview so that they understand what you're doing. That's where you can utilize the service. But again, thank you, thank you, thank you. And I'll let the other Joe know that we did this.
Very good. Thank you for having me on.
Many blessings over and out with a shot. We'll be right back. We will be right back, and I'm going to be talking to you a little bit more about what's going on and some other information about the veterans and their families. Please, get that with me. I'll be right back.
Hello, everybody. This is Keith from Balls to the Beach, and I'm back. I want everybody to say thank you for tuning in to this program and any program. Of course, you know we do it locally. 96.7 FM and that Sunshine Radio. And they both have Thursday, midday, you can hear me, Voice for Veterans. And I like waking you up on the weekends. Sunshine, rise and shine with Voice for Veterans. That's the way we lead in, so you can always listen for it. It's a wonderful jingle that does this. Now I want to talk a little bit about veterans. You know, when you become a military person, there's something more to come. And that's when you get out, you become a veteran, you get a DD-214, and some other things that you add to coming back to being a civilian. I really do think that they need to create a civilian boot camp so that those who are returning get reacclimated on the needs, not the wants, but the needs. And the reason I'm saying that is because there's a lot more female veterans coming out. And our ladies who serve deserve a little bit more than they're getting. And we hope to help by offering you information when it comes to veterans and their families. And people say, well, why would you say that? I said, because the family now may need what they already have. That is, the veteran is the woman. The veteran isn't the man. The veteran is the woman. So there's a new breed of veterans out here that we are going to help take care. I spent some time, and she's a commander, coming down here to Miami from Atlanta, and I ran into a young lady who is a commander for Space Force. Part of what they do is kind of secret, so we're not going to talk about that until we get a clearance. But there is a major Space Force up in the atmosphere above us, above the airplanes, and it's more than we know, and we better get ready for it, because they're coming, and they're here to protect, they're here to help, they're here to guide, and they're here to talk about some stuff that nobody wants to talk about. UFOs. Are they there, or are they just coming and going, because we know they exist? I met a veteran, a Marine, don't know his name, but he stepped up to the plate. You know, when you're out on the road, you never know what's going to happen. Your car may break down. Your bus may break down. Your truck may break down. And then you're at the mercy of the DOT, Department of Transportation. We hope that you get a veteran, because they're the ones who go overboard to help. It's an experience that you learn. And as you tune into our podcast, Voice for Veterans, I'm going to be playing something that's going to tell you that. Go to ontheairtoday.com. Look up WVET Online Radio at ontheairtoday.com, and you get the rest of the adventure. In the past days of Paul Harvey, who was the first one to do that split radio program, he came on at midday and he would tell you a part of it, and he would end it with, and that's the rest of the story. With me, it's going to be, and that's the rest of the adventure. We want to thank everybody for tuning in to this program, because we are here to do what we do. We recently have made a step up, and we're going to be talking about that. And when we talk about it, we want you to pay attention. It's called the Veteran Nation. It's done. They're going to combine everything. They're going to put us all on Front Street under the Veteran Nation. It is the new division, and it'll be here for a lifetime. You know, we look back now at our veteran support organizations, VSUs, VSOs, that's what you call it. American Legion is a VSO. AMVETS is a VSO. And as you go around, actually, USO is a VSO. So we want everybody to know that the VSOs are now on a higher platform. The last big one, of course, is our friends, the Wounded Warriors. And I want to tell everybody, no matter what you hear, no matter what you think you hear, the Wounded Warriors are doing great things in America and around the world. If you're a Wounded Warrior, understand that you have a team behind you, not just a name. Wounded Warriors. The NIAV opened an office in the Tampa area. So we have the Wounded Warriors in the Tampa Bay area now. I want everybody to know that you can get personal help in this area. As you go across the nation, you understand that this is, sure enough, everywhere. You can get help with the Wounded Warriors everywhere. When you get over here, you got to ask for Dana. Dana's a representative right here in this area. That is what you want to know. So if you want to find out, of course, you can go online and pull them up and then tell everybody where to go to get it. And when you get them on the phone, ask for Dana. I want to thank everybody for listening to that, because that's something that we want you to pass on. Don't just get this information and keep it. Go find a veteran family and give it to them. Walk them through it. That's how we do it. The Veteran Nation. We're going to get down on the ground and walk our veterans and their families through what it's going to take to help them the old-fashioned way. And then we will help them go to the right website. But you can start out by going on theairtoday.com. Ontheairtoday.com. And we reach out for veterans, their families, and the friends of veterans. And we say that this year, our next promotion is Friends of Veterans. We support vets, too. That's the campaign. We support vets, too. Started off a while ago with that gentleman. You know him, Waddell McGee. Waddell has guided us for years in doing things to help veterans, and now they've organized the Veterans Nation. He's in contact with one of his guys right there at Space Force. Space Force is bigger than we know, and we want the veterans coming out of Space Force to know that they have help, too. And guess what? Yes, Waddell McGee is doing much better. He had a bout of pancreatic cancer, but now that has got to be much better. And he's back out doing what he can to support the organization. Thank you, Waddell, and thank you for what the other guys are doing, and you giving me the link to the Veterans Nation. We hope that we can be a big help. Now, what about those veterans who are looking for the right place to go to get help when it comes to medical stuff? Let's start with the right ones. And the right help, of course, is your VA hospitals. Over the last 5 years.
Are you coming back?
Over the last 5 years. What has happened is VA hospitals have gotten better. There's not as much of a long waiting time as it used to be. There's not as much bureaucracy as you used to get. If something happens, don't be afraid to go directly to your VA hospital. They will guide you to the outreach special centers that might be opened in your area. You don't know that they are there to help veterans, so you don't have to go all the way from wherever you are to a veterans hospital. There are two in the Tampa Bay area. There are two in the Miami area. There's three in Atlanta, you know, but getting to them, if you're in an outlying area, has been a problem. They're not solving that. There is transportation directly put together so that if a veteran calls and he's in an outlying area and needs a 20-mile ride, that he can go to a center close to him. It needs more. They will provide more transportation to get him to James Haley, Bay Pines. Those are the big ones in this area, so you know the name. James Haley in Tampa. Bay Pines right there in the middle between Clearwater and, of course, our friends in St. Pete. Now you know that you do have help in transportation. All you do is come to us, go on the line, and you'll find it. Get your VA. When it comes to news, and I have to say it, the VA has now provided a much better platform for news. So if you're looking just to find out, you don't have to go to CNN or ABC or NBC or MSNBC. You can go to Veteran News. And they have podcasts from all over the country. Podcasts from us and everybody else in this market. To let you know that radio is here to stay. We call it podcast now. Okay? It's a podcast. But you get a little bit more information. The technology is allowing you a little bit better speed. and the way you listen to it, you don't have to go around it. So, yes, veterannews.gov. Veterannews.gov. You heard it first right here, Keith, the boss of the beach. And this is your best in veteran contact radio. That's the lead. But in order to make sure that the veterans get everything, you have to give them everything. We now are doing a podcast, and we now are making it where when you go to us, you automatically get a chance to link to some of these news names and organizations that support veterans. And for the next year, I do want to let you know that we're going to be pushing hard to support the veteran women coming out. All of us old guys have done our part. We took care of everything. We've added the women to a growing number of veterans, and we don't want them left out. We know that they need help, and a lot of them don't ask for help because they don't want to be pushed down. So they're guiding themselves. They need help, man. Let's do it. All of us, reach out. We support veterans, too, if you're a school, if you're a church, and especially if you're a commercial business organization that knows that a veteran's dollar is good as any other dollar. We support vets, too. We're going to get your stickers along with, you know, Veterans Nation. And I want you to display it in your business. That's my personal request. Display it in your business. Go online and you can find it. Veterans Nation, we support vets, too. And that is for the rest of us to help get in the fight to make it better and relieve the pressure that's been on the VA. It's time for regular hospitals to automatically take care of a veteran. Okay? Let's do it that way. It's time for churches to reach out to the female veteran. Find them and say, I know that you're a female veteran, and we've been alerted to reach out to you. This is the way we do it. We know that that's the only way it can be done now because cyberspace is taking over. The new people do it all online. But the new people get lost in cyberspace, and we're there to help. VFW is there to help. American Legion is there to help. AMVETS is there to help. USO is there to help. Everybody's there to help. And Wounded Warriors is there to help. Okay? We now know that the Coast Guard Auxiliary is there to help. If you live in an area where boating all over the United States, now you heard it first right here this morning, and we're going to continue to talk to them because we live in an area that is heavily supported by water activities. Okay? We do that. We do the boat races. We do the new boat services. We do how do the Coast Guard take care of them. We do that. And we want to make sure that those veterans are taken care of. And I want to tell you, if you're a female veteran, you're looking for work, start at UPS. What can Brown do for you? A lot of veterans working over there, and they look for them all the time. Okay? What are we going to do when it comes to the cleanup after the hurricane went through? A lot of people don't know there's a lot of stuff done, and they're doing a good job. But they still need help in South Florida on the West Coast from the last hurricane that came through. If you're looking for a new way to help, and it's, you know, 31 degrees in Michigan, it's 12 degrees in Chicago, we don't know what it is in the rest of the Northeast, but they're coming down, and we want you to know if you're a veteran, if you have a family member who's a veteran, come on down to Florida. It's Sunshine Radio, 96.7 FM. But it's also sunshine all the time from the gifts of God. Man, we got sunshine when y'all got snow. Come on down and get on the go. You know it. We got a little bit more music coming, and this is a great show. And we're going to say over and out with a shop. Guess what? OnTheAirToday.com. Voice for veterans.
Rise and shine to Sunshine Radio 96.7, Saturday mornings. This is Voice for Veterans and the rest of us who say we support veterans too. News, commentary, information, education, music, and entertainment. new just for you. 96.7. Now, you've heard the rest. Stay tuned for the best. Rise and shine to Sunshine Radio and stay with us all day long.